This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello, and welcome to episode a million.
It's not a million. It's not. It's 127.
Sure?
Stupid. Well, yes, I'm sure. Hang on. No, I'm not sure, but I am pretty sure, because I think last week was 126.
I'm pretty sure it's not a million. You're right to assert that, certainly.
Well, why did you assert that it was?
For comic effect.
Such a bitch.
I call you a bitch? See, I can't call you a bitch because it is mean when a man says it to a woman.
Yeah, but there's two meanings of bitch, aren't there? There's bitch as in, oh, you're a bitch, and there's bitch like, Simon's my bitch.
So what you're saying is that we're both a bitch?
Yeah. No, hang on.
See, you didn't think it through. Well, maybe you did. I don't know. Whatever. Shut up.
We're doing Saturday papers again, aren't we?
We are doing Saturday papers again.
You haven't told me what you got.
Did I not?
No.
I think I told you on Friday what I was getting.
Did you?
When we were at the cinema.
We went to the cinema. We watched Colin Firth swearing.
Yeah, come on. What's the film called? Come on.
The King's Peach.
He does have a peach.
He does.
There is something where you see Colin Firth peach, isn't there?
That's Pride and Prejudice, isn't it?
Or is he just coming out of the water with his shirt off?
He's got a shirt on in that. He gets it's the damp shirt syndrome.
Damp shirt syndrome.
Yeah, he didn't actually have to get nudie Rudy. He just basically jumped into a lake without his jacket on. And went, oh, Elizabeth Bennet doesn't understand me. Which didn't happen in the book. There's no long description going, and you can sort of see a nipple. They don't say that. Jane Austen's limited.
Damp shirt syndrome just sounds like sweating to me. Anyway, I got the Times.
Ah, very good. Is it a good paper, Saturday paper, the Times?
It's all right. David Aronovich was in it.
Hey!
But not in any of the pullouts, unfortunately.
He has good hair.
Oliver Cam has his pedant column in there. But again, that's not in the supplements, so...
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I really wanted to get The Guardian again, but I thought, I can't do that. That's ridiculous. So I got The Independent. But I've made a mistake. It's all the travel stuff. I don't care.
It's time to play Cut Out and Keep here on the BBC from the 1930s.
You're trying to be the guy at the beginning of the King's Speech, which was slightly ruined because some idiot left their mobile phone on, which went off again.
It's fair enough if your phone accidentally goes off once, right? But for it to go off again 5 minutes later in a cinema is unforgivable.
Do you find it really weird? Like, cause the whole idea of the King's Speech is it's quite scary to do public speaking.
Yeah.
Did you find that weird?
You know I did, because I sat with you afterwards and said, I think I would have found the film more powerful.
I was trying to do a leading question. I was trying to be like Jonathan Ross.
Oh, I see. You interviewed me. I found the idea of palpable fear at public speaking something I couldn't relate to. And I think the film lost an awful lot of its effect because of that.
I think that opening bit, where he's basically in front of an entire stadium of people, he has to speak, and they're all looking at him. I just thought...
Ooh, a crowd.
Exactly. You didn't have to do any promotion, and he gets to talk in front of that many... Oh, open with a joke. Talk about being a lesbian Thundercat. That'll work.
Yeah. No, he really couldn't have done that because A, the Thundercats didn't exist, and
what?
B, the king...
He should have gone by the eye of Bagheera or something.
Bagheera?
It's not Bagheera. Bagheera's the Jungle Book, but Bagheera did exist. He could have just sung the Jungle Book at them.
Anyway... I've got Kevin Eldon.
Hey, what have you got him doing?
It's in the listings magazine, so it's talking about his show, which is great. It's brilliant because it's called Kevin Eldon is Titting About.
Kevin Eldon is my ideal James Bond.
Kevin Eldon is one of the most underrated comic actors, even though he's not underrated, but he should be more...
Rated. Are you trying to get people to rate Kevin Eldon?
Rate Kevin Eldon is what I say.
I don't think you should rate anybody without their permission, and then it's not really rate.
Don't! No! No, you can't do jokes like that at this time of the morning.
It is morning. It's Sunday morning.
I know, it's wrong, isn't it?
It still actually is the morning.
I know, just no. But his show is very well received at the Edinburgh Fringe, even though it was on at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Well, no, 2:30 in the afternoon is a brilliant time. I had my show on at 3, and it was ideal, because you basically get people going, oh, I've had lunch, oh, I don't know what to do.
I'll go vomit it up at Izzy Lawrence.
Yeah, I'll go have a little nap during Izzy's show and then feel guilty that I slept and so give her some money.
I understand. Anyway, so yeah, he's saying go and see Kevin Eldon at the Soho Theatre, basically, which, you know, I can't disagree with.
Fair enough. I've got quite a nice few things. I've got the errors and omissions page, which is all about whether you can pluralise different words or not.
Yeah, this is where they go through their mistakes in the paper from the previous week, isn't it? Errors and omissions.
Yeah. But so vast was the crowds that the organisers decided the danger of attacks from the state security police were too great. Were should be was. This kind of disjunction between noun and verb seems to be getting more common. Crusty pedants will attribute it to the decline of grammar in schools. Here, the subject of the verb is the singular noun, danger. So the danger was. The writer seems to have been bamboozled by the intervening plural noun, attacks.
Well, Oliver Cam does a pedants column about grammar and meaning, but he doesn't fall into the trap of correcting anything that changes the meaning. So if it's still clear what the sentence means, he says that's fair game. English is an adaptive language. So 10 items or less, he wouldn't pick up on, even though it should be fewer, because the meaning is clear. So yeah, Oliver Cam's better, and he's in my paper.
Okay, well, all right. I've got an old article, an archived article from 1992, which is a piece in The Independent going, oh, we should get Betty Boothroyd to be a speaker. She'd be really good as speaker. Trouble, when I was a kid, I found it very difficult to distinguish between Betty Boothroyd, who was a Speaker of the House of Commons, and Betty Boo, who wasn't.
Betty Boo or Betty Boot?
I don't know. There's more.
There's a difference, is there? Betty Boo?
Yeah. She had the big eyes and little mouth. She looked a bit like
character.
A Bratz doll.
Yeah, it's a cartoon character. Betty Boop was the pop star, wasn't she?
Was she?
Yeah. So anyway, that's an old art.
What did she sing?
Betty Boop, doing a do. That one.
All right, okay. I can beat you, Simon. I can beat you. Middle section, right? Go straight to the paper. There's stuff about orphans who never forget. And you think, oh, that's going to be full of pictures of baby elephants being rescued. It was brilliant. Happy little baby elephants going, oh, like mud.
Are you playing the baby elephant card?
I'm playing the baby elephant card and I'm going to win with the baby elephant card, sir.
Well, fuck you, Lawrence.
Such a bitch.
If you can tell me the correct name for a baby elephant, then you win a prize.
Dumbo.
No, it's a calf, isn't it?
Possibly.
Dumbo's not a baby elephant all the way through, is he?
He is. Well, he stays pretty small.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen it, if I'm honest. I know there's a bit where his ears unfurl and he's flying.
Yeah, that's kind of the whole point.
That doesn't ring true to me.
What are you saying? You're saying that Dumbo's a liar?
Yeah, and his nose gets bigger every time he lies. Well, hang on. Shut up. Just shut up. What? We're playing Article or Farce Squad. I'm going to get this right this week.
Okay,
each week, you will read four headlines from the papers, three of which you have made up. No, I've got it wrong.
Three of which are real.
Three of which are real, one of which is made up, but it is my job to decide which are the articles and which is the farcical. I didn't get it right. I suck.
So basically, I'm going to read out three articles from the paper of one.
Okay,
I'll just do it. Okay. Number one, is this an article or is this a farcical? The plot thickens.
Is that about cornflower?
No, it's even better than that. That's part of the gardening.
Right.
How clever is that?
Because it's spring.
And it's thickening. Oh, it's genius.
That's crap.
Summit to ponder on.
Summit to ponder on. That's pretty good. What's the summit?
It's a mountain.
Oh, that's rubbish then.
Why?
I thought it was like a summit of political leaders, then we had to think about what they were talking about. But if it's the top of a mountain.
That would have been in the main section of the paper. It wouldn't have been in the supplements, would it?
Could have been in the review of the week bit.
Okay. My trip to Yale with a pair of Darwin's pigeon skulls. And finally, is this an article or is this a farcical? Note to M&S. Paris is pining for your sausages.
Is that Paris Hilton or Paris the place? or Paris Hilton the hotel?
Paris the place. It's 10 years since the store shut in Paris or something.
M&S had a store in Paris, and now everyone in Paris wants their sausage.
No, they don't want their sausage, they want their sausages.
I can't say that word. As well you know. I'm sure we've talked about it in a previous episode, and if you haven't heard it, then you don't know what we're talking about. I don't care about any of these headlines.
Just say sausages, son.
No. No, I'm not your bitch.
You are my bitch. Say sausages.
No. You could... No, there's no clue to which one is the real ones and which
ones... Well, that's
ones
the idea. It's a game where you have to...
There's got to be some sort of chance of me knowing for it to be a good game. Good game, good game. I just did an impression of that big chinned twat.
Does that count as an accent?
No.
Being a twat. It's not with you, no. Fair enough.
I'm going to go with Summit to Ponder On.
Why that one?
Because it's the only pun, really.
Apart from the plot thickens.
Yeah, but you have to explain what the article was about for it to be a pun.
I hate you.
Did I win?
Yeah.
Oh.
Say sausages.
Let's delve into the mailbag.
Ooh.
Is that ooh-worthy, really?
Oh, it's an exciting section, Simon.
An exciting section?
It's an exciting section, Simon.
Right.
It's a sexy, exciting
we
section,
Simon. We
can
only really judge that after we've done it, surely.
It's a silly, sexy, exciting section, Simon.
Go on then, do a letter.
Right, this one has come from a man called Simon in Chester.
It's not me, then.
No, it's not you. It doesn't seem like you because it's quite witty.
I've only ever been to Chester on a coach and sat in the coach station for 10 minutes. That is my full experience of Chester.
Did you just go from Thornbury to Chester just to do that?
No, I went from Plymouth to Liverpool, actually.
Fair enough.
Yeah. On that, Lawrence. I don't even know what that means.
That implies that that last thing you said was some sort of phallus.
It was and a fallacy, case, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly. That was going to be the joke I was going to make, bitch. Right.
Ha.
Simon wishes to point out the following. One, he thanked us for our podcast and he very much enjoys it, but sod that. Yeah. I think he's just saying that to suck up to you because you share a name.
Yeah.
It says, when Darth Vader points his finger, he is transplanting his shit into his minion's body cavity, hence why they die. It might seem a cruel way to get over the problem of defecation in a spacesuit, but it does explain his lack of Huggies pull-ups.
That's a fair point. He's through telekinesis transporting his own feces out of his suit. I quite like that. He's thought that through. Well done, Simon.
I don't know if he has thought that through. I think there's a fundamental problem in that if they have beaming technology...
No, he's not suggesting they have beaming technology. He's saying Darth Vader specifically can point his shit at people.
He uses the Force to transplant his shit.
Yeah.
It's always a dream, isn't it? So, like, imagine being in a bar at a restaurant and somebody gets up. Because occasionally people get up and go to the bar and people say, oh, can you get me a drink and here's some money? Or if they don't, they just go, get me a drink, and you just go, oh, resentful. But if you go to the loo, then they can say, oh, can you go for me? That'd be good. And Darth Vader would be able to do that because he'd be able to fill your body cavity up with poo. Or you could all point at somebody that you didn't particularly like in order to make them go away and just secretly point all your poo into them and they'd have to go to the loo.
Stop now.
Poo.
Dear Simon.
What?
Yeah. I've just finished reading your ebook and it strikes me that Izzy is the funny one. Your writing style leaves a lot to be desired and your so-called jokes left me cold and empty. I thoroughly recommend this book to the dead. Joshing Dave.
Oh, good on you, Dave.
I like hate mail. You can't go wrong
with
it.
The only reason why it's got on the top 10 of Amazon is because you've got a woman's bottom on the cover. That's all it is.
If you want to write to us, it's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. It's the randomizer, Skyzer. You can choose between magazine or playlist.
You've only got two pullouts.
Well, I've only got two with me. There was quite a few, but...
Really? Yeah, right.
No, there was.
But you couldn't carry them up the stairs.
Yeah, I'm weak.
Simon has to take them one sheet at a time.
Bear in mind, I'm a hamster too, so each stair is four times my height.
I don't know if you've ever put a hamster on a staircase. It's brilliant. It's like the opposite of a slinky. Because they basically, they just reach up and they stretch and they get to the top and then they just kick with their back legs and like hoist themselves up. And it takes them ages and then you can just pick them up and put them down at the bottom again and they look really dejected.
You've just proved my point. You said it takes ages. Anyway, which one?
Oh, magazine.
Magazine, right. You can choose between page one and...
I'll go for page three. I'm going to go for page three. I can't be asked. Three.
Three, okay. That's an advert about the Cayman Islands. Most couples who honeymoon on the Cayman Islands vow to return.
See, every time they say Cayman Islands, I just think of crocodiles.
Why?
Isn't a crocodile a Cayman? A type of crocodile? Am I mad?
Possibly. No, possibly. I don't know. I think it is. Things like that.
Little. I always picture them as baby crocodiles, not the big ones, Caymans. Little baby ones that, when they wake up, out of their shells, so you go, oh, like an outraged cheerleader.
This is from Destinology.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Well, you chose it.
I didn't choose it. I chose page three, expecting bosoms.
What, in the Times?
Yeah. Same owner.
True. Fair point.
Well, I've got the Independent Magazine Travel Special, The Information and The Traveller. I hate travel. I had to go all the way to Swansea. That's a long way.
That's an awful lot of travel there in both cases. I'm going to go with Information.
Okay. You can choose between page 1 and 42.
I've just realised that the man on the front cover of the magazine I've got has got his hand down his trousers.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got a picture of a glass of champagne, not quite a flute, with a load of cranberries in it. It's the 50 best bars.
Joyous. Page 3. Ha ha ha!
1, 2. The 50 best bars.
No!
Number 1. The Connaught Bar.
I don't care about bars.
With its dusty pink cubist decor, exclusive vintages and stellar cocktail menu.
Excuse me, did it say pink pubis?
Pink cubist.
Oh, cubist. Sorry.
Fearsomely chic. This art deco style lovely is a must visit on the London bar scene, says Ben.
I win.
It looks really... It looks a bit like the Big Brother house.
Let's flop out the humdongers.
Yeah.
I think I'm contractually obliged. No, I'm not contractually obliged to do anything. Contractually obliged to talk about Slummy Mummy in Humdonger when we do the Saturday Times.
God,
but
yeah.
I'm not going to.
Oh, okay, cool.
On the same page, however, is I don't give a monkeys, ... if skirts are over. Apparently skirts are in big trouble, say fashion experts.
What?
Exactly. And Carol Midgley says, not, I realise, in the eyes of most males who have been raised on the sexy secretary in tight pencil skirt fantasy. What a load of balls that is. Know this, menfolk. If you've sat at a desk in this compressing garment all day and eaten anything more than a grape, there's nothing sexy about your stomach. I've worn clothes that pinch.
Have you worn a skirt? Whilst being goggled at by men in the office.
No. If I did wear a skirt in an office, I would be goggled at. You have to admit that.
Well, you have got very nice legs.
Well.
I've got, do good gamers make bad drivers?
Ah, interesting.
Put the steering wheel peripheral down and step away from your console.
I've got one of them.
I know you do. Simon, in case you didn't know, spends much of his time when he's supposed to be writing, playing computer games, and not even playing computer games, allowing the computer to race itself so he can get a better car.
I haven't turned my PlayStation on for about a week, actually. But the point is valid. I do try not to drive a computer game before I drive my car.
It says, new research shows that rather than boosting your road skills, playing driving games can have a detrimental effect on your roadworthiness. According to a survey of 2,000 people conducted by Continental Tires, drivers who play racing games are more likely to be stopped by the police, run red lights, take risks, speed, and suffer road rage. And this is why it's the humdonger, because it says, the only good news for fans of GTA et al. Is the fact that they are less likely to actually crash.
Right. Yeah, it's a bit humdongery that, I suppose. And also the fact that GTA isn't really a driving game.
Exactly. I mean, let's have a look at who's best at beating up prostitutes. People who've done a computer game or just cunts.
I didn't really get to the reason why mine was humdongery, which is, what is really ugh about the skirt is that the word has been appropriated by perverts. A bit of skirt has now given birth to skirt bait. I've never heard any of this. Skirt meat, which is apparently a spare tire around the midriff. Skirt work, housework.
I think she was just skirting her work commitments to be a good journalist there. Yeah?
Don't you mean shirking?
Oh, fuck.
It's time to decide then who has a superior supplements this week.
Well, if you wanted to go on holiday, I do.
I don't want to go on holiday.
Oh, nor do I. Why would you leave the house? Why? You've got stuff in your house, which is really nice, like the books you want. You don't have to go in the car or on the bus or on the train or on a plane. You don't have to deal with new things where you don't know where things are. There's no internet easily, and you can't get in touch with people. And then if a last minute bit of work comes up, you can't do it because you're on holiday.
Yeah, but inevitably you will do it.
I'm just fed up because I had to drive all the way to Swansea last week. I'm going to have to drive all the way to Cambridge this week.
That's your job! So, you don't want to win then, is what you're saying, because of the travel supplements.
Well, the thing is, I have to win because you've got the times. But I don't want to. It's like this whole burden on me being brilliant is very difficult.
Do you know what? I had to look through my supplements about 5 times to find something worth talking about.
And you didn't even succeed.
No, exactly. So the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was neither the Times nor the Independent.
I wanted the Guardian. I should have got the Guardian. Sod the podcast. I'd have enjoyed it.
Also, I said Sunday. I meant Saturday because it's Saturday.
Yeah.
Shut up. Shut up, everyone. Shut up.
Yes. Shh. Or Darth Vader will point at you.
If you want to write to us, please do it, sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can visit our website at sundaysupplement.com. You can leave a message on our Facebook group, or you can Twitter us @SideDone or @Izzy_Lawrence, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. If that isn't enough ways of getting in touch with us, tough.
We've got ridiculous reviews on iTunes. We've got loads of 5 stars. People have been giving us 5 stars. That's not right. You can't give Simon 5 stars. It's ridiculous. Idiots.
Bye.
I need a wee now. I'm going to point at you. Ha 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 ha!